and appeal for missions. Use of the tithe. God's ministers are his shepherds, appointed by him to feed his flock. The tithe is his provision for their maintenance, and he designs that it shall be held sacred for this purpose. The Lord desires that his servants shall be sustained in a proper manner, not in so niggardly a way that they are constantly embarrassed for want of funds. I have been shown cases in which those working in the ministry, men who were just as deserving as are those employed in the publishing houses, have been left without sufficient means to support their families. The censure of God is upon the churches that will permit this. Our ministers should be dealt with in a fair, liberal, Christian manner, yet there should be no extravagance. Economy must be practiced, for the wants of the cause of God are many, and it must advance. Everyone who is honored in being a steward of God should carefully guard the tithe fund. The Lord does not sanction the borrowing of this money for other purposes. It should not be drawn upon to meet the incidental expenses of the church. Let a fund be raised by regular donations for this purpose. If the members of the church exercise economy and self-denial in dress and in all their expenses, as God requires, there will be no lack of funds. The tithe will be increased, and there will be donations sufficient for all church expenses. In some of the larger conferences, the tithe may be more than sufficient to sustain the laborers now in the field. But if the conferences were doing the work that God desires them to do, there would be many more laborers, and the demand for funds would be greatly increased. And these conferences should feel a burden for the regions beyond their own borders. There are missions to be sustained in fields where there are no churches and no tithes, and also where the believers are few and the tithe limited. If you have means that is not needed after settling with your ministers in a liberal manner, send the Lord's money to these destitute places. Special light on this point has been given. I was listening to the voice of the heavenly messenger, and the directions given were that the churches that had buildings and facilities should in this way assist the missions in foreign countries.